Unprecedented levels of violence in Mexico have forced many innocent civilians into a quiet, fearful existence. But one small town in the northern state of Chihuahua is fighting back. This week, an angry mob of citizens pursued, beat, and captured two suspected kidnappers. Monica Ortiz Uribe reports.
The town of Ascension has had enough. A local television station captured residents as they stormed City Hall Wednesday morning and demanded that the mayor fire all 14 municipal police officers. Ascension is a farming town of about 15 to 20,000 people south of the New Mexico border. In the last 2 years, kidnapping and extortion have been rampant. Rafael Camarillo is the outgoing mayor. Our problems with public security, he said, have spoiled progress in this town. At the public's demand, Camarillo fired his police officers and requested assistance from state and federal authorities. The Mexican army already has a presence in town. The event that set off public fury happened 2 days ago when armed men allegedly kidnapped a 16-year-old girl from her family's seafood restaurant. Maricruz Salazar Soto is the girl's aunt.
Somos una población muy chiquita. Tenemos tres secuestros por semana.
We are a small community, she said. In the past year, we've averaged 3 kidnappings a week. Ignacio Rodriguez, a local kitchen cabinet maker, drives 2 reporters down the gravel road that was the kidnappers' escape route. Word of the missing girl spread quickly, and soon a group of 200 citizens began the chase. 3 of the suspected kidnappers were captured by the Mexican military. 3 others fled into a nearby cotton field, where 1 was later found dead. The other 2 were hunted down and beaten by the residents of Ascension.
Fue una agresión directa.
When they found them, Rodriguez said, it was a direct aggression. Rodriguez was elected to head city council next month and knows many of the people in town whose family members have been kidnapped. He said he saw many of their faces among the angry mob.
En ese momento era un coraje. Era un coraje que se venía acumulando desde mucho tiempo antes.
In that moment, he said, there was a lot of resentment mixed with rage. He said the people recognized the young men. They grew up with our kids, he said. We don't know why they chose to get mixed up in crime.
Y no entendíamos por qué estaban actuando eso.
Federal police eventually took custody of the 2 young men and drove them to the town's small military base. Residents say at least 1,000 people caught up with them there and broke through the gates. The mob got a hold of the suspected kidnappers and beat them a second time. Then the mob held them for 7 hours locked in a hot vehicle where they eventually died.
Efectivamente, ya se generó la carpeta de investigación.
Jorge Leyva is a representative of the Chihuahua State Police. He said there is an investigation into the deaths of the 2 suspected kidnappers. 3 other suspects are detained on charges of kidnapping and illegal weapon possession. The 16-year-old girl was rescued unharmed by the residents of Ascension.
Esto no fue lo correcto.
Rodriguez, the future councilman, says he's not proud of how his town responded to the kidnappings. Mob violence does occur in Mexico, but it's not common in Chihuahua, currently one of the most violent states in the country. Rodriguez said citizens in Ascension are forming a sort of neighborhood watch committee. They're still in the process of deciding exactly what they'll do. But Rodriguez says if authorities can't protect us, we must protect ourselves. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.